Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus offering healing to a sick man who acknowledges his false hope and accepts the healing. The Bible verses for today are found in John chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had been ill for a long time, he said, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk."
Jesus saw this man lying there, knowing he had been sick for a long time. And with compassion in his heart, Jesus asked him a question that may seem strange at first. "Do you want to be well?" It may seem like an unnecessary question, as who wouldn't want to be well? But there's more to this question than meets the eye. You see, this man had been lying there for a long time, hoping for healing in the wrong place. According to popular belief, the waters would be stirred by a false angel, and the first person to enter the pool would be healed. So the man had placed his hope on something that couldn't bring him the healing he needed, a false angel. But Jesus, being the compassionate healer that he is, saw through the man's false hope. He saw the desperation in his eyes, the longing for something more. Jesus knew that the man needed more than the false promises of the pool. He offered him something greater, a direct encounter with the power of God. So when Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be well, it carried deep significance. It forced the man to examine his desires and his sources of hope. Were his desires aligned with God's will for his life? Was his hope in the right place? In his response, the man acknowledged his helplessness. He recognized his limitations and his need for help, and in that moment, he opened himself up to the possibility of receiving true healing from Jesus. It was a moment of surrender, a moment of trust. And Jesus, in his infinite love and power, did something remarkable. He simply told the man to rise, take up his mat, and walk. With those simple words, the man's life was transformed. His physical ailment was healed, but more than that, his spiritual paralysis was also broken. In this beautiful story, we can all see ourselves to some extent. We can all relate to feeling helpless, weak, crippled, and lame at times. We all need help. We all find ourselves paralyzed, unable to do what we want or ought to do. We find that we are lame. We do not walk very well spiritually. So, the question that Jesus asked the man becomes relevant to all of us. Do you want to be well? Do you want to be healed from your spiritual paralysis? Do you want to be free from the things that are holding you back? And the answer lies in where we place our hope. Do we place our hope in false angels, things that cannot truly bring us the healing we need? Or do we place our hope in Jesus, in his love, power, and ability to change our lives? It's a question of surrender, of trust, of aligning our desires with God's will. And in that surrender, in that alignment with God's will, true transformation can take place. We can experience healing, freedom, and wholeness, not just in our physical bodies, but also in our spirits. Jesus is the source of true healing, the one who can bring us out of our spiritual paralysis and into a life of abundance. So let us examine our hearts and ask ourselves, do we want to be well? And if the answer is yes, let us place our hope in Jesus, allowing his love, power, and transformative presence to bring us the healing and wholeness we so desperately need.
Let's close with a prayer, Heavenly Father. As we reflect on the story of Jesus healing the paralyzed man, we are reminded of your boundless compassion and power to transform lives. We thank you for your unwavering love and grace that reaches out to us in our times of need. Lord, like the man by the pool, we acknowledge our own weaknesses and limitations. We recognize the areas in our lives where we are spiritually paralyzed, where we long for healing and restoration. Help us, O God, to surrender these areas to you completely. We confess that at times we place our hope in things that cannot truly bring us the healing we need. Forgive us for seeking solutions in places that only offer temporary relief. Instead, lead us to place our hope in Jesus, the true source of healing and wholeness. Grant us the courage to align our desires with your will, trusting in your love and power to bring about transformation in our lives. May we be willing vessels, open to receiving your healing touch and experiencing the freedom that comes from walking in your ways. Lord, as we answer the question, "Do you want to be well?" with a resounding yes, we place our faith and trust in you. We believe that you are able to bring about healing in every aspect of our being, restoring us to the fullness of life you intended for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Goodbye, and may the blessings of peace, joy, and divine guidance be with you always. Take care, and may your journey ahead be filled with God's grace and abundance.